August 22, lunch.
With Nana's on.
That's right. Nana. Who's Nana?
She's done now.
Mommy's not Nana.
Yeah, it is.
Laura's Nana? Yeah, I see. Uh-huh. I'm going to eat lunch. I'm hungry. Yeah, I can reach the plate. Did you have any bread?
I want some bread.
Okay, we'll give you part of the piece of bread.
Cracker's
life? No, they didn't
offer me some bread.
Well, now you've been offered some.
Yeah. Why don't we get any butter?
You want a cracker, Laura?
Why don't we get any butter?
Butter is next to you. If you pass me your bread, I'll butter.
What's the knife?
Cracker.
What do you want, Laura?
Cracker.
Right here.
A cracker?
Okay.
Sure?
Sure enough?
It's so funny when you hear these tapes, though. It sounds like one of those John Cassavetes movies with all the
sort
of
wrestling and
terribly naturalistic.
Well, that's
grape? No more grapes. You eat something else, please.
Milk?
What do you want?
Yeah.
Cucumber? You want one of these, Laura?
Wow.
Want one of those?
No.
Want a cucumber?
No.
No. Then why are you taking it if you don't want it?
Please. Let's just say no. The pleasure is saying no.
That's right.
Why do you have to take them? You do that every day for your research?
Mm-hmm. Like an insurance policy.
That's good. It's a nice little take.
No.
Coffee.
Did you
help mom buy it?
Coffee, yeah.
Mommy's
Mommy's coffee, that's right. And Danny has coffee.
Okay, we nearly went crazy in that store.
Okay,
Mommy,
coffee,
it's
coffee, you know.
Say
it's
coffee.
I don't know if they sell
you have coffee.
I think so, like pastries, cake.
Yeah.
Sally, she said.
Hi.
Who is that, Laura?
Hi, Laura.
Sally.
My Sally?
Nanny.
Joanna.
Nanny.
And that's Nanny. That's right. Who are you?
Laura.
Nanny. Who is that? Who's that girl right there?
Laura.
No, this one eating the cheese. Who's that?
Dee
Dee. Joanna.
Yeah. Do you call her Dee Dee? Mm-hmm. Dee Dee or Dee Dee?
Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi.
Chipper. She likes Chipper.
You want to help people get names?
Oh, would you like milk? Joe, would you do me a favor and get 2 paper cups and the milk? We have a friend and his name is Lorny. That's how we got his name.
His name is Lorny?
Well, it was Lawrence and some little kid called him Lorny. Yes, that's Matthew's daddy. Yes, Susie and Erica and Matthew live with Lorny.
Laura could be a boy's name.
Laura? No.
You need the cup, sugar.
Well, you said Laura.
Can
you
get the pepper cups, please? 2 pepper cups,
and
one
that.
For you. One for Laura. So it's hot in this part of the city. Much hotter.
Smog.
When you get to about Fairbanks, you begin to feel.
Yeah, and the smog is much worse in this part of the city.
With Laura,
because
I like the blue car.
Would you like
to
borrow
it?
If I had that blue car, I would get
I can borrow it.
It's wonderful if you're going to drive in the heat.
Especially.
Yeah.
Then it uses up a lot of
gas. Yeah.
There's some milk.
No, it uses something in it that's expensive called Freon.
Yeah.
But we put it in once in 2 years, so I guess we can't.
You have to have it to go around.
I'm sure that I wrecked my car by being careless about my family. Had no fluid in it for so long.
You drove it without any...
I didn't know. Nobody told me. When I had it serviced, I expected that they
or gray? Well, you know, our car. The brakes went out on my car 2 weeks after I supposedly had the brakes fixed once, so. And I mean, really went out.
I remember you telling
me that.
Right about yesterday, happy. You just slithered and thought. No, it was swerved even worse than it was
swerving. I'll tell you how it was. Happy.
Okay.
Happy. It was on the left lane, and then when she put her foot on the brake, it crossed right into her right lane.
Oh, God.
Happy. And so we had to turn around and go up, and then we had to make a circle all the way back to our house.
You did, I bet.
Did you do it?
What?
I would have left the car, baby, taxi.
I was half a block from home, Grandma.
Oh, I see. I thought you were way down.
We were setting out to go somewhere. We turned around.
Because my dad's paper was broken. Greg!
No more Greg.
And Lillian the other day said her car is in very good condition, but she went to have it serviced and had over $74 to go to get it back and change the points.
The racket.
It's very expensive now.
Is this thing turning?
Who's very honest.
It is a racket. Oh! Mm-hmm. It's better if you go to a mechanic class and learn about it.
It's an absolute.
You know what would be nice and better?
Huh.
If you used to be a gas station man, and you're still young, and you're a grown-up still, but and you have a car, and when it's broken, you just can fix it without going to a gas station or anything.
That would be very wonderful. It's the height of everybody's ambition.
Well, one thing I've learned now is to at least pretend that I'm knowledgeable.
Uh-huh.
Like if they tell me there's something the matter, I get out and I say, well, I'd like to see. And look.
And they don't know.
As if I know what I'm looking for, or even if, you know.
The place next to the school gives you all the parts they say that they've taken out on the plate. You know, maybe they replaced them with words. But anyway, that's it.
What? Your
eye.
What happened to your eye? What happened to your eye? I didn't see what happened to it. What's in your eye?
Well, she stuck her finger in her eye.
What happened to your eye?
Maybe she went like this.
Yeah, I see your eye, but I still don't know what happened to it.
Grandma, you
want the butter? Cracker in your eye?
No, thank you.
That doesn't sound possible.
What kind of bread did you make, Susie?
Brown bread.
That would be good to have
more.
No.
Milk, please. Okay.
Very good bread.
Hi.
Doesn't really taste like
that. No, it's not dessert.
No, it isn't. It's made out of molasses and whole wheat flour and yogurt.
Would you drink my cup?
We'll see it later. The fastest animal in the world is the cheetah. What time is it when the clock strikes 13?
13 minutes.
Time to fix the clock. All right, I'll read one from yours, Joey.
The blue one.
What did the bald man say when he got a comb for his birthday? Thanks, I'll never part with it. Here, yes, that's the clock.
I know.
I read that already, Laura.
All the kids at our school know all those.
I did this already.
They must be on the cups.
They're on every day. They're on the paper cups.
Yeah.
Heaven's perfect. Mm. Why is gray weighs 2 tons and put out forest fires?
Smoky the
elephant. That's the end, Laura.
What is the little girl when she has brain sprouts in her own cave? Monkey! She says, brain sprouting.
That's what she says.
See, that's what that says, doesn't it?
No, that is like a dessert.
Oh, it's delicious. Laura, no kicking, please.
Why don't you get the recipe?
Kind of a bug. We don't need to hear kicking right now. Thank you.
Can I have it?
Uh-huh.
I love that kind of bread.
We have it for breakfast with just some butter. Sometimes I don't even bother to make an egg to go with it. But it's delicious with an egg, with a scrambled egg. You just need a little piece of it. Because it sticks to your ribs.
Yes,
that's your nose, yeah. Where's your mouth? Yeah, that's your mouth.
I'll have one more piece of cheese and one more cracker and then that'll be it.
Where's your hair?
Hair,
yes.
No, I smoke.
What?
You smoke.
Smoke.
I'll have you share it with you.
Here, okay, okay.
Oh.
Did we eat up all that smoke?
Yeah, I'll share it with you.
Oh.
I'm not even eating. I want my own.
Let me
hear
it.
There is
more. It was the other night.
It's all gone.
She never stopped for 1 second. She just went for one cigarette. Yeah. At least 7 or 8 in the evening. Yeah, we don't say anything to her anymore.
Very,
he said the doctor said that he couldn't guarantee she'd be any better.
I was with these people.
She smoked, she didn't smoke.
I was at this thing, the opening of the Lewis Club.
It was the Lewis Club.
Oh, Robert Goulet's opening it with some people. They did a private club.
How's your breaks, Mama?
They had a cocktail party. You know, people we sat with.
What kind of
3 hours. Oh, you know, Olympic Games.
Great.
It's in Beverly Hills.
One more grape for you and one for Laura, yeah. And that's all.
But I share it with Laura.
No, not a big one. One.
A few.
Because you're going to have a tummy ache otherwise. Who wants a grape?
Give this to Laura.
Who wants a grape? Who wants that? Who wants that? Laura.
And these people smoke one after another. I was asphyxiated. By the time I got there, my head was swimming.
Well, I hate it when you're in a public place. From the airplane.
Airplanes
can be lit up and never stop.
Airplane.
Yeah.
Nobody was smoking, so they passed out cigarettes. And then it got to be like, you know, wild. People
please do not.
Somebody smokes for 3 hours. Yeah. You know, supposedly it's supposed to be the same.
Laura!
So she looked around because we were putting too much air on her. She said,
Laura, thank you very much. That's enough chicken.
So it would have been a reciprocal thing. We would have taken the air off.
No more grape. Hey Laura, is it a hot day?
Yeah. Is it a hot day? Yeah.
Were they out yet?
Yeah.
How about outside? My father's
in the house. Sure. No, well, we waited for these silly boxers. And I'm waiting for an air conditioner to be delivered. Now what's the matter? Do you want a COOKIE, one of Jack's patients, patients?
No,
ma'am. Or some I-C-E-C-R-U-A.
What is that?
No.
What Laura calls cocking.
I've got enough food.
I want some of that.
No. Not everyone else doesn't want it, honey.
Can I
be
down.
Down. Down?
Thank
you. I don't want any thank you going.
We do want.
Do. I don't think you need it.
Bye.
Can't have it every day or it won't be a treat anymore.
I am not.
We had it Sunday when it was Laura's 18-month birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You want to sit down?
Bye. Lala.
Okay, bye bye. See you later, Alan.
I want to see you S.
I think it's bad to sit on that.
It's hot out?
Let's see what it says.
You want to hear our voice? What, Laura?
Hot day.
It is a hot day, isn't it? Could you say hot day again?
Hot day.
Is it a hot day out?
Mommy.
What?
See
what?
Cool.
Yes, you can see the recorder. Should we say bye-bye, recorder?
Bye-bye.